This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go loud. Yeah, some people have that it thing that you're like,
yeah,
you're actually not good looking, but you're attractive.
Yeah, you carry yourself.
Yeah.
Would you wait for someone in prison?
Who you love?
Oh,
me? Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Same, babe.
Oh God, I'm just sick.
I just love smell in the morning. Even this morning bread.
Oh, you just smell
so cute. Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom on a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationship dilemmas and life. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener,
hello and welcome.
We're waving to the cameras. We have full video episodes on YouTube if you're more of a visual girl or guy. 12 p.m. on a Thursday, and our main episodes are audio Wednesdays at 12, and then our bonus episode, we're not sick of us by then, are Monday at 12, and they're called Home or Drink Extra Juice. You can listen to them on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. On this week's episode of Home or Drink, we talked about unconventional ways of meeting people, of dating. We talked about online dating, our experience, how it kind of is these days to date. Like, how do you meet people? Like, what is the new way to meet people?
It seems like the only way. In our generation, is that the only way to meet people?
The more online you are, it's like the less in real life you are. We're all bent into our phones all the time. I'm always thinking, like, if we're in a shop or something, like, you're not really looking out to meet anyone because you're
like this
in your phone. You're on Tinder swiping. By the way, we chatted also about our peaks and bleaks of the week.
Oh, I like that.
We done phone a friend where a lady has a boyfriend who's gone into prison and she's wondering should she stay with him. We also have a dilemma about a friendship and a friend who is acting young and wild and free, but the friend is in a relationship and doesn't feel like their values align anymore in a friendship. And we just chatted about little bits and bobs in between. So
we're talking all spooky at the start again.
About the ghost. Two ghosts I've seen recently. Stay tuned. How are you, girl?
All good, girl. How are you?
Are you good?
Tired.
Same.
Yeah.
Actually, more, not as bad today. My period wiped me out, though.
Oh.
Wiped out.
Does it?
I was gone. I was so tired.
Are you?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Really fun. I'm sick of the sun. Go away.
I love the sun.
Nope.
This is my ideal weather.
Nope.
It needs to stay like this.
No, like it was scorching hot on Saturday.
But I'm raging. I've not planned to do any content, and like, this is such good content weather.
When it's sunny in autumn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, me and Dana's going to go do it, and it's sunny tomorrow.
When the leaves are all
falling.
It
says sun and clouds, so.
No, you'll get a few rays here and there.
I just hate when it's dark. It makes me depressed.
I love it. Mm-hmm. See, when it starts getting dark in winter at like 5 o'clock, I'm like, yes.
No. I'm going to do a sea swim today, actually.
Are you?
Do really nice.
What, like a late one?
Yeah.
I've seen a few people doing that lately.
It looked unreal last night. It was all pink sky.
Oh, like the sunset.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully it stays.
I've never used my dry robe, actually.
I've never got one.
Mom got me one.
Like, is nutty the same thing or not really?
I think the dry robe is like the outside of it is like a coat material, kind of.
Oh.
And the inside is kind of
like shiny.
Loofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally went on one.
The fluff is like a towel, is it? No.
No, the fluff is like fluff. So I'm like, I don't really know how I'd feel about that on my skin. Yeah.
I don't like
when
that.
When you're wet. Oh. Maybe it's just to keep you warm. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's actually to dry yourself.
No. Well, I literally went on one sea swim. She bought me a dry robe. Thanks, Mom. Love you.
Yeah, you loved them for a while. I think you went on a few.
Maybe two, if I was pushing it.
It's so nice, though.
It's clear.
Just getting out there. I wish I lived near the sea.
I know. loved it.
I know.
She could afford to live by the sea.
I know, it's too expensive. I need to get back into routine now because I'm back in the country for the next while.
Yeah.
I've just been, it's so hard to keep a routine when you're not.
It doesn't work.
Like, it's not a routine. That's one con. There's a couple of cons, but that's one I'd say about our job. I find it hard not having
routine.
Routine.
Mm.
And like, that sounds like a real silly complaint, but I think if I don't have a routine, I spontaneously combust. Over time, I'm like,
no, it is hard though, but like, even little shit, like this whole new PT thing that I'm on now.
Yes.
We were away last week for 2 nights. How was I making any food that, like, and then that panics me because I'm like, I'm not at home making my food. So how do I make good decisions while I'm out? Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh no, but shit like still, that. Yeah.
Like, racks my brain then. Yeah. Like, no, the whole week is just thrown in the bin.
Yeah.
And it was.
What's that called? They could throw away mine. Or something like that, or something. When you do, like, that's like me. If I eat one bad thing, I'm like, well,
yeah,
may as well eat shit.
The gig is up. Yep. Like, oh, that's so bad, but that's what happens.
Yeah, it's hard. But now, routine back.
Yeah.
Back in autumn swing, back to school, weather.
Let's go back to school.
Can't believe it's October, nearly.
Shit, it is, isn't it?
Guys, we're going to do a Halloween episode. I know, I'm just living ahead of time. We're going to do a Halloween episode.
Mm hmm.
We really want to get someone spooky on. Oh, speaking of spooky, actually.
Oh.
Seen a ghost on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
In my room. Above my bed.
Where?
No, sorry, not above my bed. Like, so basically, I opened my eyes.
Your mom's house or your house?
No, my house. My apartment. I was in the bed and I was having a dream. Can't remember what the dream was. But my head, whatever. I was just like lying like this. And I like popped open my eyes and I never do that. And when you wake up from a dream, you're like...
Yeah, yeah.
It was like I was wide awake. I was not asleep. And there was just like this figure, like it was really dark in my room now, but I could just see a figure standing in front inside the bed. I swear to God.
Like
but
on
I
wasn't, your side of the
yeah,
bed?
Yeah, my side, near the wardrobe. And I was like, but I wasn't scared. Like, do you know, you think your heart be racing? I wasn't. But like, my legs done this in bed. They done like a little, and I go, Stano. I go, Stano. And then he just didn't even wake up. And then I looked back and it was gone. And I was like, oh, I got my sleep.
And was it moving CBA. Or anything?
No.
It was just there?
There. Maybe it was my granddad's.
Maybe it was.
Because I wasn't scared. I know I'd done a little leg kick, but it was like when someone's just crawling into a corner. That's what I was doing. Like, it was kind of like that. I was crawling. So I didn't even wake up.
Nah.
So he was no help. And then, that was grand. The next day I told Dano, he's like, you're talking to me. But I see him before in my room. Because one night I woke up and Dano, I go, Dano, what are you doing? Get back into bed. And I look down, he's in the bed.
Oh no, sure.
Yeah, it was the same, just a figure, like, you can't see a fit. It was just like
an outline.
Yeah, nearly, yeah, yeah.
And do you know if it's a man or a woman, or?
I think a man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the hell?
If it was a woman, I'd be more freaked out, because I don't know any dead women. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's a man. And then, that was grand, and I was kind of scared. The next night, I didn't sleep well, because I wasn't scared of it at the time, but then I was like, I don't really want to see it again either.
Yeah,
not really fussed on that. Like, and then, that slept bad that night, so it was having the horrors then because I was tired. And then the next day, Dano, I was in Sophie's apartment and Dano was in mine. He texted me going, what the fuck, Alexa, just talked by herself. She just said, the appetite of men in Ireland is 177 centimetres. Out of nowhere.
What?
I was like, Dano, did the TV say something that could have sounded like, Alexa, what's the appetite of men in Ireland?
Who's the thing with Alexa is you have to say Alexa to ask him something. Like, or like, was it connected to his phone or something? Or like,
it's not on his phone.
Why was you Googling that?
On mine. Yeah. And I don't Google the
advertise of men in Ireland.
So then I was trying to log into my Amazon account to see if I can, because you can check, you can play back voices of what you've asked Alexa.
Can you?
In your app. But I had to re-download it, so it was all a big, I didn't do it in the end. But you can press it and you can, like, someone found out their boyfriend was cheating on them through doing that before.
Seen
it on TikTok. Because it was like all these girls asking to, sorry, I think it was they found out that they'd had girls in the house. And by all these girls being like, Alexa, play this song, bless
you. Oh my.
So you can check what it said. So that night I'm glad I didn't, because imagine I had checked it and it was like a ghost saying, Alexa, what's the height of it? But yeah.
But the fact that you think that you were seeing a man in your room and then the Alexa.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's just randomly talking about the average height of men in Ireland. Like, what?
But then is it trying to tell me it's an Irish man? My grampy's not Irish. Dano's grampy's Irish.
Could it be Dano's grampy?
Could be.
That's mad. They do say though, if you're not, if you see something like that and you're not afraid, it's someone that you know.
Someone you know, my ghosty stories. But like, I'm not open. And then I was like,
he's sleeping with a nightlight on.
I don't want, like, I was like talking to myself, I was like, I don't want to see no ghosts anymore, because I just don't want to be open to that, really.
Yeah,
don't want to open that into your life. Like,
but I'm glad they only come at night time. Like, if I saw you during the day, I would be freaked out. Just pop up in the kitchen.
Just a little ghost. Don't chill in there.
Don't come in the No, I take it back. I'm all brave now because it's bright and then in my bed.
Yeah, you'd be shit.
And then the next night I wore a face mask, an eye mask, and then I was fine. I slept really well.
Because it was
pretty. Because I knew if even if I popped my eye, I wouldn't see anything.
Oh, well then. You might just have to keep that on you.
If I started feeling stuff now, that'd be a different story. And then we're in the group chat. See all that about Emma. So I told it's in the group chat.
I didn't have to get rid of the notification because I had the fear of God and I just can't talk to anyone.
In my group chat, I put in, obviously I saw it, and then all the girls are coming out these ghost stories. Like Emma used to see like the little man in her house when she was younger. She's like, the little man is here, like little man, blah, blah, blah. And then she said the energy like grew and grew. So like one day her mom walked by Emma's bedroom and there was a man and he just like moved and Emma was out of her cot. So he took her out of the cot. Whatever the ghost was. Yeah.
She's my chocolate.
No, I know.
What?
I know, yeah. Took her out of the cot. And then a priest had to come to the house and bless it or something.
Fuck off.
And it said it was like the darkest energy he's ever felt. Like,
oh, I'm getting goosey pimples.
What? I know.
As much as I love like horror movies and I love being scared and I love that, I don't think I'd ever mess with shit like that.
No.
And I've never seen.
Doing a Ouija board.
Yeah, I've never seen. I don't think I have anyway. I've never.
Have I? Can we get a medium on?
Yeah.
A psychic. Queeve
has seen my granny in her room.
Yeah.
Only when she got the extent. So we got an extension on the house and Queeve got taken out my room, obviously, for her own room. Whatever way the bed was in the room, like the way her bed is, it's really, really long down to the end of the bathroom. Like if you're looking the hallway down. And she says she saw her granny standing in the hall. Like she was looking at her? Yeah, she's like, I wasn't afraid. Like I was just looking at her and I was like, oh. And that was it. Like,
I love.
She's never seen it before that or after.
I wish I stayed looking at it and seeing how it disappeared. Because like, does it just
fade away? Something to me. I thought I saw a ghost, but it was my actual real nanny in my room. She just didn't know where the bathroom was, so she ended up in my bedroom. God love her. I was like, ah, nana, get out!
Was the other nanny the one that wasn't dead then?
My dad's mom. Oh. She used to come to my house for Christmas all the time. And this is when I used to sleep in the makeup room and the door was closed. And I just opened my eyes. And God rest her soul. Like, love her so much. She's so cute. 2 foot nothing. Like, she was the smallest little lady in the world. Adorable. I just opened my eyes and she's just in my room.
Oh my God, no, I shit myself.
Yeah, my auntie had to come in and take her out. I was like, it's not the bathroom. Come on. I was,
happy it's not
I was like, what am I seeing? Yeah,
Jesus. Just Nana.
It's just Nana.
Lost Nana.
The toilet. But yeah, I don't think I've ever seen like a ghost.
I'm like, there's so much we don't know about the world. Like, how is there, what even is a ghost? Like, how is it a thing? Like, how is it?
Like, why is it here?
Why is there only some people can see it? Why is there only some people get to be ghosts?
They say because why if there's a job that isn't finished or something like, or
you say
there's
that?
A reason that they're here.
They do say that. And then it was weird when I was cleaning up my drawers and I found the book that my granddad wrote for me, and then cleaning up my attic and I found my granddad's first teddy bear.
Aww.
As well, yeah. That he ever owned, like, about 100 years old, yeah.
Scary, isn't
it? Do you ever see the TikTok? And I think I've said it on here before. It's someone pulling out their granddad's first baby grow and they're like, he was just a boy.
Oh,
when you think of anyone just being small, I'm like, it just breaks my heart.
Like that they were a tiny baby at one stage.
Yeah.
Like, that is really cute.
I think it humanizes everyone being like, oh, they're just a human too.
Yeah, like I look at my mom and I'm like, she was never my age.
Yeah.
Never.
They're just like this character in your life.
Yeah, I'm like, she's always just been that
age. Mom. She's always been mom. Like,
yes.
Do you know what I mean?
She just was that age.
Yeah.
And that's it.
There was a time that she didn't have kids. Like, that's crazy.
Would you ever like to be reincarnated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As myself? No.
Like, would you like to come back again? Sorry, guys.
Would I be aware that I've come back?
Did you ever hear babies saying things?
Yeah.
I remember their lives.
Free. Ooh. Maybe as an animal.
What would you come back as?
Dolphin.
Why did I know you were going to say a dolphin?
Or a shark.
Would you?
Shark, probably, because dolphins probably get eaten.
Yeah.
How cool would that be, like?
Just or knowing that you were
flies,
here before.
Birds.
Yeah.
But then it would be really sad because you can't talk to anyone.
I don't know if I'd like to come back as a person knowing that I've been here before. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't like to know.
That's a bit weird.
But then if I don't know, there's no point. Because I'm not aware. I don't want to be buried. So grim.
We ended up talking about this one day as well. I can't remember. I don't know. Like, I'd like to be buried, but like, none of my family are buried in Dublin.
Oh.
So I'm like, and I don't know where my mum and dad want to be buried.
Mm.
I think we go back down to Limerick.
People usually want to go where they're from.
But then when I'm hopefully at the ripe age of 100 and I die.
Yeah.
I'll, please God, have a family.
Mm-hmm.
I'll more than likely live in Dublin, so or do I go back with my mommy when I'm 100? Like, you know what I mean?
Depends on the plot. The world. Depends on if there's a big plot and all, because you can.
Don't know if I'd like to be cremated.
Yeah.
Something about that. Either. I don't know.
You can also be turned into a tree.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. It's kind of like being buried. I think your body's still whole. Like, I don't like this.
I don't know. When Taylor was cremated and I was just holding her ashes, I was like,
oh. Yeah, it's nice that people have a party though as well.
She's still in the gaff. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And you can get like jewellery made, like tattoos of.
I don't know. I don't want to think about dying.
No, same. Much. Feel sick. If I think about this in bed, spiral. No, I actually was going to abyss.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I just think when we go sleep, like definitely something happens. Like we definitely go somewhere. You can't just be lying there for 8 hours.
It's weird. Yeah, your body just goes.
I don't like the idea of sleeping. I get really scared every night to go to sleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm the biggest narcoleptic fuck.
I like how I feel after I sleep, but I don't like going to sleep. I'm like sometimes I like will wait. Like if I know I'm falling asleep, I'll wake myself up because I don't want to go to sleep.
The hell?
I think it's an issue actually.
Yeah. girl.
The problem that I have. We want to talk about a celeb current affair. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. He's a front man of Foo Fighters. Just announced on Instagram that he'd been unfaithful and fathered a baby with a woman who was not his wife. And he was known as like the good guy of rock music.
Aww.
So this is a statement. I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my life and my wife and my children. I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration toward all children involved as we move forward together. Dave.
Aww. See, just because it's worded like that, I'm like, aww. But like...
Yeah. I like that he took ownership, but he also probably was told to the... Like if he's...
Publicist or yeah. That.
Either way, people would know. So it's like, he can spin the narrative if you want.
Mm. Do you think he'd have to come out with something like that? Say there's so many celebrities that have babies outside of things and like...
Do you reckon?
Ah, yeah.
And just deny it, like...
Or just never mention it, like...
Yeah. Do you ever see people who try, like, to be like, that is my dad, like, my baby's dad?
No.
Like, if they look like someone, they'll, like, pretend that.
I saw some girl doing that in Dr. Phil. She was convinced that her dad was Eminem. And her mom and dad were literally sitting there with her, like, no, he's not,
that
like...
That is delusional.
Yeah, she was on Dr. Phil and she was showing pictures of, like, Eminem and Eminem's daughter being like, that is me. And her mom was like, no, it's not.
Oh, she needs more than Dr.
She just
Phil.
Convinced herself that it was her dad, yeah.
Oh, no. Or the girl that thinks she looks like Madeleine McCann, or is Madeleine McCann.
Do you remember
You know
that?
Her? She's still going. I see her.
Is she?
Yeah, she's still.
Where's she from? Or she
Russia or something.
Is it?
Doesn't look one bit like
Doesn't it. Doesn't
it? No.
But she's telling everyone that she is her.
Yeah.
Like that, you can't.
You must be, that's a sickness though, if you're like, not that person and you're trying to be.
Convincing yourself that you are. Like.
Yeah. Not good.
Mm-mm.
We were in London on Thursday to Friday.
We were.
And it was a lovely time.
I like London as a city.
I love London as a city.
And I like where you can next
for
day
the
Liberty
nicest
things.
Food. Yeah.
Next day.
Always had no outfit for the gala.
No, we were in the taxi when we got to London and we were like, right, we've no outfits, what do we do? Next day deliver something, because in the UK, you know, it will definitely be there.
Yeah.
And by sure it was.
It was.
Next morning arrived to the hotel.
It's really good.
Isn't it? And the meal. Sorry, I crushed it there. The meal.
We went for something called Hakkasan.
Is that a chain or is it?
I think there's a few of them for some reason.
That was
Do you think there's
easily one of the nicest meals I've ever had.
Top three for me. Delicious. Now, my stomach did not agree.
Oh, did it not?
No.
Well, I puked all of actually that night.
Yeah, I puked.
Not really.
The next morning. But
when I was eating it, it was delicious.
It was delicious. I think it was just how late I ate. I think that's why my stomach... And we drank as well.
It was like 11 o'clock we were having that food.
Yeah. But I got Wagyu steak.
Yeah,
and
your steak was banging.
What else? That's all I got.
Is that all you got?
I tried everyone else's.
Did you look at Sarah's or what?
Well,
got noodles.
Oh, noodles. Yeah.
They were
and rice. Rice was unreal.
Rice is nice. What did I get?
It's the type of food that you like dream of for the rest of your life.
No, I'm actually starving thinking of
it. Yeah, same.
I got prawn toast like balls. Like, generally, prawn toast normally comes like flat. This is literally a ball. And then I got some sort of honey. Was it cod?
Or sea bass.
Oh, it was sea bass, wasn't it?
Kaylee got the cod, I think. Yeah.
Some sort of honey sea bass. Oh!
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious.
Everything was just like melt in the mouth.
What did Carol get? That was unreal as well. She got prawns.
Prawns.
They were unbelievable too.
Garlic and honey or something.
I'm absolutely laughing.
I am. My stomach is actually grumbling here.
We get something after this?
Yeah.
Yeah, dessert.
I need to. Sprout.
Oh, I was going to say pizza or something, but all right.
No, back.
Yeah,
back
I
to
know.
School.
Yeah, I get Sprout.
I love Sprout. I feel like Sprout is like a treat because it's so nice. If I made it at home, it wouldn't hit the same.
Yeah.
But I love when they make them in Sprout.
I get a wrap. have to get
something wholesome.
Girthy.
Yeah.
Can I just cut across you really quickly there? Nikayla texts me there. In the bonus episode, if you listen to this week's bonus episode, I was chatting about the weather and stuff in Portugal.
Is that going good now?
No. She texted me. She said, the weather's absolutely terrible for Portugal this weekend. Woohoo, guys.
He's not going.
Moving nights in Portugal. Yay.
That would be nice.
It's like,
I love when there's bad weather somewhere. And you like,
it's pissing
if
rain.
If you want it to be bad.
And there's lows of 16 degrees. It was nicer in Ireland last Saturday.
Portugal's not very like consistent anymore, I feel like, with weather.
Really?
It can be bad, yeah.
But it's so funny, like every day after it is
it's gorgeous.
After and before it's
but that could completely change.
No.
Are you on AccuWeather? Weather? That's the best one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to have a look at that.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably how to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back-to-school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself, if you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD.
We had a rant in for our bonus episodes. Our bonus episode is a little bit less structured than this episode, I suppose. But every week we have a rant of the week. So we give our own rants, things that piss us off, and people send in the rants that piss them off. So I'm going to read it out first. And that's kind of, that sparked a thought in our head for the topic of this episode. So I'm going to read out the rant first. My rant is about dating apps. I met my ex in person when I was in college, but after we broke up, I found it really hard to meet new people. So my friends pushed me to try online dating. I ended up deleting my account recently because most of the men don't seem to take it seriously or are unwilling to commit. I don't know if this is because they're not using the app for genuine reasons or it's because they're afraid to commit to someone because they're holding out for something better, who might only be a couple of swipes away. They seem to ignore someone they have a connection with because they have more matches to fall back on. Some men have even boasted to me that they have 100 plus matches and can't get around to everyone.
Jesus.
It's as if it's a game of collecting as many matches as they can get. For fuck's sake.
Mario Kart.
Game.
Yeah, collect the coins.
Match attack. For fuck's sake. People have very high beauty standards or checklists too and almost demand someone meets them before they even get a reply. It's also superficial and only seems to be used for boosting egos and not finding love. Mm-hmm. So that is what sparked the idea for this week. I think that's so true. We had, who was it recently telling us that? Oh, Sabrina. So before going on Love Is Blind, she found it really hard on dating apps because a lot of people, it's not very straightforward. A lot of people just want a date or a shag.
Yeah.
They just want it for...
I love listening to people's story times on TikTok about like dating apps and stuff and dating. And a few of them that I've seen recently are like where, so this couple will go on a date, a first date or whatever. And when the girl gets home, as Owen yesterday, she got home and she texts her man. She was like, look, I'm just not really feeling it. Like,
yeah,
you were a lovely guy. Thanks so much for the coffee or whatever. It's just...
Did you make a revolution?
Oh, he asked for the $6 back. He asked for $6 back for the coffee.
That's disgusting.
What?
That's true.
He was like, yeah, I agree. Didn't really fancy it either. You can send me my $6 for the coffee and send her like a link or something to say.
Bullet dodged. Well and truly dodged.
Imagine.
For fuck's sake.
Don't ask for a coffee and then because it doesn't go your way, you ask
him. I think a kid throwing his toys at his pram. Like,
he basically sent an invoice for the coffee because she didn't want to go on another date.
Sick people, honestly. So we want to talk about finding love and in particular, like maybe different ways people have found love and discovered it. It was obviously all about how superficial dating apps are. So we want to go back and chat about finding love in person. So what do you think about dating apps? What's your take and experience?
I've never been on one.
Yeah.
Well, we made a Hinge. Okay. Was it Hinge? Is that what's called? Tinder? I don't know. What?
Bumble? No. Hinge. Hinge.
Was it Hinge?
Hinge, yeah.
We made a Hinge for me.
Yeah.
In your apartment one night.
Mm-hmm. You chatted to a couple, but nothing went anywhere.
No.
You didn't want to, though.
Guys, they're so expensive.
What?
You have to pay for them.
How much?
there's like different tiers that you can pay for to like be able to do like different things with people.
Oh, you can get more likes and all.
Is that
and
what,
more
yeah, or you yeah. can send roses or some. I don't bleed, no. I really don't know.
And when you went, we're going on it, like, did you feel, you obviously stopped talking, but would you have met up with them? Or like, how did you feel just texting someone that you'd never, because everyone else you probably met in person.
Yeah.
How did it feel texting someone who like you don't really actually know at all?
I think on the dating apps, you know why they're texting you. So it's not like a, it's very kind of straightforward. Like it wasn't really a beat around the bush kind of.
True, but you don't really know what they want though.
Yeah. But you know why they want, they're on it.
Yeah, they yeah. want to do something with someone. Yeah. Whatever that may be. Like.
Yeah.
But it is so true what the girl said about men having like, I think in these days, there's too many options.
Do you reckon?
And I think that's what she meant by saying like, they're always waiting for something better because it's like, it's not normal to see this many faces as we see.
Mm.
We swipe, we probably see thousands of faces a day.
Yeah, yeah.
On TikTok, let alone someone going on a dating app. Like, that probably does create a mentality of like, oh, she's nice, but like, well, there might be someone better.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
could be like one swipe to love my life. Like, yeah. it probably is a bit of that.
Like gambling or like the lotto or something. Yeah. Like, it's always like, what? Shit.
Yeah, maybe it gets a bit addicting.
The whole like swiping thing of it.
Yeah, and it is an ego thing because if you get liked, you're like, ooh, like, you like,
yeah.
like,
you know that they're only liking you because they saw your picture.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you're uploading onto the profile, you're uploading your best self.
Of course.
Like, obviously.
Yeah. Men, pictures of dogs.
But I've never had, I've never been on them long enough. Tried to go on Raya before.
Oh, yeah.
Never got approved.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be let into it.
Oh, you have to get,
you have to get referrals.
Referrals.
Yeah.
Is it just, why is that?
I don't know. Yeah, so I tried to get into Raya, couldn't. But apparently it's not that great.
Really?
Mm.
I think you can put location on for everywhere.
Oh, can you?
So you can get people from like around the world.
I wouldn't be arsed by it. Like,
they might fly on a PJ.
On a PJ?
Please, God.
Oh,
you
God.
You could be lucky that way.
No, well, I never stayed on. I think we just had a bit of shits and giggles too.
Yeah.
Kind of, didn't we?
I done it once. I was on Tinder when I was like 17.
Yeah.
Are you even allowed to be on Tinder then?
You said it. Years ago, so it doesn't really matter now.
Yeah, no, started. Not that I'd get in trouble, but like, I don't think it's for underage.
I should be 18.
Was I 18?
Maybe you were just on the cusp.
No, I was 17.
Oh.
But I, like, met up, but I actually knew of the guy.
Okay.
So when I seen him, I was like, Grant.
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
Him, like,
he's real, like.
Yes, that's fine. But then that was the only person I ever met up with, dating app-wise. But then online people, I met up with one, but we were texting for a little bit and then, like, went on a walk. And I was just like, I just don't think for me.
That's the way.
But then again, I met Dano online.
True.
But I just knew Dano, like, because we were sending voice messages and all straight away. Like,
do you think that makes a difference? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of get their vibe. If I had to pick, I'd prefer to meet someone in real life.
First. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just randomly meet them and then be texting them. It just, it's like it nearly like breaks
ice.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I've only met one person, like, so... No, actually, I met him first.
In person?
Yeah, that was in person yeah. first. And then texting them and then went out on a date with them.
Do you give someone more of a chance in person than online? 100%. Because
yeah.
I think men photograph terribly. A lot of men do. I don't know what it is. Is it the weird poses or, like, the picture? Maybe it's the picture.
I love this.
Yeah. No, I
finger. Love this. It's my favourite.
It's maybe it's the photos they pick up themselves that you're like...
You're like, no,
could have done better there.
Way better, like.
So I think 100%, and I think someone's vibe is more attractive. So like someone might not be the most attractive looking person on paper, but then the personality is so good.
There and is.
Some people just
that
have it.
Called it.
Yeah, some people just have that it thing that you're like,
yeah,
you're actually not good looking, but you're attractive.
Yeah, you carry because yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it can
funny,
be,
or like.
Can be the fact that someone isn't a great texter. I truly think some people are just...
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in person, they don't come across like that.
Yeah.
Like it's like opposites.
Yeah.
It's only so much you can portray through a text.
100%. And with text, you probably get bored quick. Well, if someone is being dry, you're less likely to keep texting them. Whereas if you're meeting up with someone, you probably would stay on the date. But like if you're texting, you're like, oh, waste my time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Scroll, goodbye. Yeah.
What was it like before dating apps? I always think of this as well, because say if you're in a club or like years ago before phones, like how did you get in contact with people?
I feel like anything I ever had growing up, like when I was a teenager or even whatever, you always knew the person. It was never a case of just someone online. I always knew them.
I'm trying to think.
There was never anyone who was like, because I feel like it was harder back then. What did you have fucking MSN? Did we even have profile pictures on that thing?
Yeah, no.
I can still hear that the MSN sound in my head.
No, but I'm thinking like years and years ago before us, before our time.
Like my mom and dad's age.
Yeah, like do you write your number down on a piece of paper? And give it
I don't know actually how they met. I must ask them.
My mum and dad met at a Dubliners concert in London.
Did they have phones then?
I don't know. Would they have?
Okay, let's go back another generation before that.
You'd be like, marry me, okay.
Okay, yeah. Do you knock for each other like at in your 30s?
What the hell?
I don't know.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it?
Do you think you'd find it hard to like, say if you met someone and they gave you a number or you gave your number, right? Would you find that awkward? Say if you were drunk the night before and you have the number, would you find it awkward to then have to call them?
Absolutely.
I'd be like kicking my legs, running around the room while on the phone. Hey.
What?
Do you remember when you were younger? I used to love being on the phone for hours.
Oh, why? Why did you pull all-nighters on
and
the phone?
And I'd be in the kitchen, twirling my hair, literally on the phone, someone.
Why did we do that?
I don't know.
And what the fuck did we talk about?
Shy. Who you loving?
Oh!
Me? Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Same. Babe.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, like, what did he talk
about? But why was that like the most exciting thing ever? Like, I remember my brother doing that as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I remember the who you loving text and all.
Yeah.
And you sent a big row of kisses after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was just so fun. I'd love to know what I was on talking to people on the phone about.
I wouldn't.
I remember I used to talk to this guy and he lived like, if he used to felt like long distance, but he literally lived like, I don't know, other side of Dublin. And we just always, we never met up. We just rang on the phone all the time.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah.
Wonder what he's doing with himself now.
Let's check.
Check, please. And let's see what he's doing with his life. I wonder would he remember being on the phone to you? Like, how old were you?
That's what I always think. I'm like, is he thinking like, I was 15, I'm going to say.
I hope God you find him.
He's on private.
Oh, show me his bio. Ah, is that his mum and dad?
Yeah. Ah, God.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe we're just friends or pen pals because apparently we were because we weren't meeting up.
Literally pen pals.
Yeah, but we used to always ring each other.
So weird.
Yeah.
God.
It's going to be such a flashback. So at the moment, another reason that sparked this topic for this week. In Spain, there's a new phenomenon, to find love online. So you go to the supermarket in Mercadona between 7 and 8 p.m. and put an upside down pineapple in your carts. And then if you see someone who has a pineapple in their trolley who you like, you should let them know by gently crashing into them.
Gently
crashing. Gently like bumper cars. Shops in Spain have actually had to call police because they were so overrun by teenagers looking for love and have started to take pineapples off the shelves.
I just want to know who was the main culprit to start this trend. Who sat at home and said, like, how do you start that off? Do you know what I mean?
Because it has to be. The supermarket done it. Like they
organized it. The supermarket wouldn't do it because why would they be calling the police then? No, I'd say someone started.
Out with hands.
No, I don't think the supermarket.
It's like when people, do you remember people used to make events on Facebook for like Water Fights Dublin? And it was like, there would be like 5,000 people in it and it'd be like a meet-up area. And then the guards would like have to like.
Shut up.
Like, yeah.
I wasn't cool enough to be invited into that.
What would the Irish equivalent be to that?
That's something really Irish. First thing that came into my head there was Kerrygold butter. Something to do with butter.
Maybe you could go to your local.
Throw a block of butter at.
What supermarket would we say? Like
Super Value. That's right. Or Dunn's.
You could get a loaf of bread.
Okay.
And a butter.
Brennan's
bread.
Okay.
And butter it up and give it to somebody like. And if you want to be extra, put on a rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
That would, if I was single, that would get me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or
a spud.
Something real. Yeah. If you just have the same tea bags in your trolleys, a gentle tap of the tea bags or something.
What if the person just has them and is like, why are you bumping my trolley and doesn't realize?
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. And they're like, and you're like, are you not here for that? And they're like, what?
They have no idea what you're talking about.
Cool, I'll just go for myself.
I think it's mad, like.
Yeah.
Like, surely. I kind of like the way it's like an in-person thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're getting the vibes.
Yeah, I understand that them. Also, but.
Imagine you fell in love with someone and then they smelled really bad.
I'd have to tell them. If I loved them anyway, I'd feel so comfortable to tell them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What did you say? You smell?
I said that to Graham. I'm like, if I have smelly breath, like, you have to tell me I have smelly breath. And he's like, I will, of course.
I love when that actually never smells, but like, someone has a little smell in the morning, like a little
morning smell. Like,
it's not a bad smell, but it's just a morning smell. And I love it. Like, I just love smelling them in the morning. Even this morning breath. I love it.
Oh,
he just
God.
Smells so cute. Like,
cute?
He smells like a baby.
Oh.
Not like, no, babies smell lovely, but like.
Smell of a baby. What? Or the smell of a puppy.
Oh my God, why do they smell so nice?
So Shelly's actually had to explain to Graham what cute aggression was.
You tell me in London. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had that.
Someone tell me if I'm losing my mind here. I was telling you what it was in London.
You want to squish something.
Cute. You never see something so cute, you want to kick it. Like, am I losing my mind here?
I need to know.
Like, see, when the day we brought Bobby home, Oh my God.
Never bring your dog around.
Oh my God. The day that we collected him down in Limerick, when he ran towards us, not, I was like, when something's, this is the definition of it actually, because I had to Google it. Cute aggression. Yeah, it's a real thing. Or like if you see a bit,
I kind of know, like I'd want to like squish something, like,
yeah, do you want to,
I wouldn't want to kick,
bite a child's arm because it's so cute, like, and chubby.
You know, that rolls are really cute.
What causes cute aggression? In psychology, the phenomenon is called cute aggression, which may include a desire to squeeze, crush, pinch, or even bite an object of our affection. But cute aggression doesn't appear to be motivated by vicious intent. Instead, scientists think it's a way that we cope with the intense positive emotions.
Wow.
So when something is like so
cute. I do want, just want to squish like a baby.
Yeah, see, like, or bite, like something's so cute and you're just like.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I talk to Bobby, I had to grind my teeth and I talk to him. Because he's so cute.
The fella's absolutely huge.
The fella's like a Shetland pony and I'm like, he's a
cute boy. Yeah.
So that's a cute
aggression. Okay, we'll do a poll and see.
See if people know what cute aggression is.
Yeah. I think I didn't know the term.
That's it. Cute just aggression. So overcome with positive emotions. That's a good thing. Like, I don't actually want
to
kick a dog.
That used this to me.
Yeah, see? So cute, like.
You must think I'm cute.
See?
Doesn't do anymore.
Something cute, like. Guys, please don't bring the RSPCA me out or whatever it's called. What's that? I'm not kicking any dogs.
She wants to.
They're so cute. She didn't. Right, hold it in because they're so cute.
Okay, so spud in the trolley for the Irish equivalent.
Yeah, or the butter. Board bread.
Or the butter spud you can do with it.
Oh, maybe. That would be a nice one.
Yeah. Any weird or like unconventional ways you've ever met anyone that you've either went on a date with or got with or kissed? No.
Life is very typical for me. Don't have any interesting stories. I've either known them. I met one person on Snapchat when I had Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah, years ago.
That's kind of different.
Yeah, and I literally thought he lived miles away, like you said earlier on. It's mad when you're younger, you think like...
I used to think Liffey Valley was
high.
I'm like getting my snacks for the car. Thinking that...
Road trip.
Literally road trip.
Yeah.
Literally road trip.
You think Dublin is the world when you're young.
Like everything just... And even Smith's Toy Store looks massive.
Yeah.
Do you ever walk away now? I'm literally height to the
shelf. When was the last time you were in that?
Reese, not that long ago.
It's not as big as you thought it was.
I can touch the top shelf, not even messing.
There's like 4 or 5 aisles maybe yeah. 6, 7, I don't know.
It used to be like,
when you're younger, you're looking at this big thing, stretching the hallway.
It's because they're so small. So everything's relative.
It's cute. Yeah, no, I met one fella on Snapchat, and then any other time, I've known who they are.
Yeah.
And met them out in person first.
Yeah.
A lot of mine I've met. A lot of mine. Ugh, the list is endless. No. But I've known them first.
Yeah.
Like Graham I've known since I'm like 15.
Oh, yeah.
So I've known him since I'm...
You know him half your life.
Young, like. Yeah.
Aww.
That was brilliant.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's something nice when you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
He hated me.
Did he?
Well, he didn't hate me. We just didn't like... Yeah, we didn't get along when we were younger and we weren't friends around like...
Like you fought?
No, we didn't fight, but he'd never say hello to me and I was always fuming inside.
Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. Wouldn't give me the time of day, wouldn't get a look in. Like,
why? He just was being nice?
Like, yeah, just didn't like me. Yeah, just had no interest in me at the time.
Maybe he secretly loved you though. That's
see? That's what you tell children.
That's exactly like, that is literally why boys act like that.
Like girls come home, they're like, Mom, he's bullying me. He fancies you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
So debunked that rumor.
So he's loved you since 15. Let's just spin it like that.
What, have you ever met someone in an unconventional way? Like, I'm trying to think, what is unconventional in a weird place? Like,
yeah. I've met online. I've met on holiday. That was online and then holiday.
Oh.
Yeah, all online. Or in person, mainly in person.
Yeah. I was trying to think stories in the airport.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think yesterday, was there any? I've never had anyone like, there's never any like extravagant stories. Someone coming up being like, hey, like they're just the regular.
See, maybe it's just that they make it out like that, like in movies and shit, and you think,
yeah, or like a party. I've met someone that. Do you know what I mean? Like that's not
typical really things that girls our age
that we're going to. Yeah,
yeah.
I was trying to guess then. I couldn't think of any. Listen,
yeah,
to these though.
Okay,
these were sent in by our listeners. If any of these ring any memories in our mind, we'll let you know. My parents met and my dad picked up my mom hitchhiking.
Aww.
Oh my God, that's really cute.
Aww.
I feel like parents have better stories than we do these days.
Definitely.
We're very much always online.
Yeah. Met at a house party and after he pushed me through the McDonald's drive-thru in a shopping trolley.
Aww. Are you still together?
That's cute.
That's adorable. I was selling raffle tickets in a pub for charity and he kept buying tickets so he could talk to me. He paid a lot to charity that night. Oh my God, that is adorable.
He's doing a good deed and he did it because he wanted to talk to you.
See, men are like, when they want to be
if they want
awful,
to, they will.
Can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He puked on my shoes drunk and I took care of him and we're together 7 years now. Fair play to you, girl. Me and other people's puke.
Yeah. I don't actually mind puke that much. Not into it, like, but I wouldn't. You're getting sick. Mm-mm. You know, some people are like into
not into it. Yeah, Charlene's fetish. You.
No, that was too far. Mm-mm. Me and my big sister came up from Limerick to see Westlife in 22. We'd had a few drinks and couldn't figure out how to get back to our hotel, so we asked the security guard working there. My sister asked him if he was single and gave him my number, telling him to meet us after he finished work. He came out and took us to McDonald's and paid for my meal. I got a chance to move to Dublin a few months later and we've been together ever since.
Oh my God.
That is adorable. That's just like proper, like your sister put you together.
And
it was meant to
very
be.
Very cute.
I always think if, like, it's mad if even little things in my life of how I met people, like if one thing didn't have happened,
how your life would be. It's mad, isn't it?
Like if I had, because I don't always check my notifications on Instagram. I just don't, like, I check my messages and all the notifications now. But that day, for some reason, I checked and Dana would follow me. But I'm like, if I hadn't seen that,
yeah, would
I probably wouldn't have noticed.
It's mad, isn't it?
And then he would, I don't think he was going to text me because he's too shy.
But like, so it's all set up. Like,
yeah.
It's all
planned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coaching at Cool Camps. We're engaged now after 6 years.
Oh, that's nice because it's like a mutual.
What's Cool Camps? I don't think I ever went to that.
I think it's Gaelic and Hurling.
Oh.
Similar interests, though. That's so nice. I asked a staff member in Mount Thomas to hold a jumper for me for a few days and I've been with him 4.5 years now.
Like,
Is he still holding the jumper?
Something so small as that, just that you do anyway.
Oh.
Like in a shop and not think that would be the outcome.
I think you really have to be open to, like, because we might think,
letting that in.
Yeah, because now that just wouldn't happen just because we're not open. But I feel like if you're like in a single era, stuff like that is more likely to happen.
Yeah. If fellas can feel it off, you're like.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Million percent.
I was sworn off, guys, and the driver from the takeaway I worked in offered me a lift home because it was lashing. We've been together for 3 years. I wasn't even rostered that night, but swapped with one of the girls.
Oh my God. Drive from the takeaway. Oh, she worked in.
Aww.
Oh my God. I love that. These make me realize that I don't have any cute stories like this.
No.
Mine's like school.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
When you started making up some extravagant stories and just a bit of spite.
And a bit of spite. I do. I feel like there's definitely like one.
I don't have any.
Yeah, they're all shy. During lockdown, my local pub had a van that would come pour you a pint of Guinness from the door. That's mad.
That's brilliant.
Great service. We ordered and a while later I got a call. The driver couldn't find the house. He reversed up a one-way street to get to us and parked up pulling pints. A few days later he texted me and we're engaged and bought a house in June. Oh my God.
Like little things like that. Like you never know where you're going to meet someone.
So he because he had her number, so he texted her.
Isn't that mad? You never know where you're going to meet someone at all.
No. This is just proof, guys, that there's opportunity everywhere. I think that's important as well. Like if you are single and looking, be open to like everyone.
Yeah.
And like your energy towards even people, like if you're straight, like day towards to day, a girl, like, or like anyone in, like say if you're speaking to someone in the shop, like if you're just being kind or like just being yourself, whatever, like if someone else was like, oh, she's really nice, they might come talk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, you just being, instead of like, if you're like grumpy that day or whatever, like just make an effort to like have a nice energy.
Yeah. It does show.
Yeah, it does.
The last one we have then is 4 years ago, I was walking back to my hotel in Belfast and a boy came up and asked if I wanted to get on his back as I was just walking in my socks because my feet hurt. He carried me like a baby for 40 minutes, but I never got his socials because I was drunk. Then I was at Punchestown in June and the same thing happened and it was him again somehow.
The same thing.
Wow.
That was meant to happen.
That's where, like, that's
and a mad together now.
Winky dink. I hope they're together now.
It must be 4 years ago.
And carried you for 40 minutes.
Oh my God. Has that ever happened to you where you've met someone and then you never got their socials?
Don't think so.
No, not me either. I feel like these days as well, it's so easy to be a detective. You can just be like,
oh, FBI.
You can always, okay guys, if you ever find yourself in a situation, you go into, can you go into the location of somewhere? Yeah, you can check people's stories. That's one way. You can look at the followers of the page.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to, I feel like years ago, I definitely did deep diving. When it was like harder to find people.
Okay.
So you could do that. Or you can go to the tag pictures.
Of the place where these were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next day there might be some pics of me, man.
They've debunked it all.
They're all really, really cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah. The hitchhiking and all.
And like a lot of these are from like this day and age. We were like, oh, only old people have
stories. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You actually still have stories.
This is cute. So it can happen.
Yeah. Don't rule anyone out.
Mm.
Even when you're like saying I'm ruling out boys, blah, blah, blah. Like that might be when you're going to meet someone.
Yeah. Could be the time.
Yeah, could be it. Seeks and Assaults is where we get to give you help and advice about any dilemmas or problems you have in your life. Kind of conversations you have with the gals in the bathroom of a nightclub that tell you things that you need to hear. Share the secrets and advice and just give you the real truth of the matter. These all come into our email address, by the way. You can send us in dilemmas about like girl stuff, boy stuff, dating, relationships, friends, family, outfits, literally anything you want. It's wholemydrink@golearnnow.com. to send them in, and this is our first dilemma. So, hi girls, I'm in my late 20s and the last year and a half I've been struggling with this and it's getting out of hand now. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years and I'm expecting a ring soon, but my best friend makes me feel bad for spending so much time with him. She moved home from abroad a year and a half ago and has tried to cause problems in my life since she's back. She's one of my oldest friends, so I was keen to hold on to the friendship when she first moved home, and she doesn't have many friends left here. Before my friend moved away, we did almost everything together. Went out every weekend together, but after she left, we drifted apart. I'm now at a point where I'm making plans for the future, marriage, family and all that. Since my friend moved home, she's been trying to recreate our younger years, like wanting to go out every weekend, spend lots of time together and keep suggesting we go on holiday. She doesn't seem to understand that I'm out of that stage in my life and doesn't seem to listen to me and ignore my boyfriend when he tries to chime in. She hasn't really made an effort at all to get to know him either. She's single and acts like it too, but I can't help but feel we're in different stages now and maybe the friendship has run its course. She doesn't seem to understand that I've grown and changed since she's been away. Do you think the friendship has run its course? And if so, do you have any advice for ending it? I'm not young, free and single anymore, so I don't want to act like I am. Thanks, Emil girls.
Oh.
I think friends are so important. Like, I think that friends and boyfriends should be 50-50 that you're seeing, personally. No. Yeah, 100%. Your friends are always going to be there. The friends are the ones that you've cried on their shoulders every time a stupid man over the years leaves your life, every time shit hits the fan. Men come and go, but like friends are always there. So I feel like keep that in mind with this. It's not, obviously, there has to be a balance. Like, she can't go out every weekend and can't spend every weekend with a friend. Like, that's not fair. Yeah. Then on the boyfriend either. Like, there has to be a balance of both. But I think her saying, keep suggesting me go on holiday. I'm like, they could.
Can you go on?
Yeah, I feel like that shouldn't be like a bad thing. But again, I understand, like, you don't want to keep... It's not like your younger years where you have so much time to see your friends through the week, weekends, like drinking all the time. Like, that's fine that you have that boundary that you don't want to do that anymore. Like, that's you and your time. But I think things like a holiday or like going out with her every so often, like, I think that's like, still nice to do.
Maybe plan like one big thing to look forward to instead of thinking you can go out every weekend like you did when you were younger.
Mm.
Plan, and I don't even mean a big thing, like a night away or like a...
Yeah.
Or a trip, anything.
But you could go on a trip, like even if it's like a weekend trip, like that's not, I'm not saying take out your days if you want to spend that with your boyfriend as in like holidays, whatever, but like you can literally go to London for the weekend or like
somewhere.
Just, I think making, I don't know if it's the answer that you wanted, like I don't think you should unfriend her because I think you just need to meet in the middle. I think you're maybe too stuck in like just being with your boyfriend, but she's the opposite where she thinks you're still single and you can do... You've so much time just for her.
Maybe both of them need to...
I think there's a meet in the middle point.
For both of them.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Each side needs to realise that life isn't how it used to be.
But also...
But it doesn't need to be...
Your whole life... I don't think your whole life...
Drastic.
Yeah. I don't think your whole life should completely change. Like, where you just see your boyfriend and like don't do anything else with your life because that's like... Like, you should still have friends in your, as you grow old.
Like, obviously, when you're having kids, have a house, all that... You're going to see your partner more.
Yeah, and your kids less. So
this, but it's not a case of cutting everyone else out and just being like, hey, this is me now for the next 50 years.
Yeah. Look. Especially now that you're childless, like this is the time you can probably see friends more. Like,
yeah, true.
There's going to be, in a couple of years when you have kids with him, you'll be spending a lot more time with him. So it's like, I think 50-50 is important. I think definitely don't break up with friendship, but definitely wouldn't do that. I don't think it's ran its course, but I do think you're at two different stages of life, but that doesn't mean they can't both coexist and can't come to like a conclusion, or like if she's trying to do something every weekend, like, look, I'm actually not free this weekend, but do you want to do something next weekend instead? Yeah. Or like, let's go away to London or something, like plan something with her. She's trying to do a 2 week long holiday, tell her, look, I can do a week. Or like, there needs to be kind of the meet in the middle. And like, I think explain that to her as well, being like, look, I get that you've all this free time, but like, I also need to split it between my boyfriend as well.
Mm.
I can't be with you all the time, but I think there definitely needs to be a meet in the middle point for both of you, because I think right now it's not working for either of them.
Yeah.
So I think, but I also think you spend time with your friends, go on holidays and stuff, doesn't mean you're acting young, free and single. Like, you can be young, free and in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
I just think about how much time you spend with your friends whenever you break up with a boy. You're with them morning, noon and night. Like, you literally don't leave their sides, especially in that. And then to then just go straight to being with him
all the time.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a balance, and it's really important that you maintain all your friendships, parents, family, friends, love. And then I think all your relationships become healthier when they're all balanced.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, I've been married before, and like relied on this one person, and when they leave, it's like,
what the fuck?
My whole world is over. Because that was your whole world. Mm. Like, he was your world for a while, and then he gone.
Mm.
And you cry to friend. But yeah, hopefully that helps. Phone a friend.
Yes.
Is where we get to give dilemma advice from the listeners that write them in.
I love this.
Same. Because the advice is so good. Yeah. So we put a dilemma up on our Instagram stories and we asked our followers to offer their advice. So this is the dilemma. My partner of 11 years was sent to prison for 18 months. We have two children together. He is my first love and I know he loves me, but he has done some bad stuff in the past with drugs and he cheated, but I forgave and put it behind us. Now he's gone to prison. I don't know whether to stand by him because I love him or use this as a chance to finally get away from the toxicity he's put me through for years. I don't think he will ever change. I want more for our kids. I just don't know if he can do that. And I don't want to look bad by just leaving him in prison. And here is what the listeners had to say. I think you've answered your own question. If he won't change.
You can't stay with someone to save face. Put you and your kids first.
Run. What you accept will be what your kids will grow up to accept.
Leave while you can. The opinions of others won't make your life better.
Girl, this is the universe giving you the key to go.
Aww.
That's kind of nice.
But also, yeah.
Shy at the same time. Like, sad for her. Break the cycle. Your children will thank you in years to come.
Someone said, it's so tough, but more important to think of your kids and what kind of role model you want for them.
See, it's tough because the kids, he's still going to be the kid's dad and they're kind of have to visit him anyway.
Mm.
But I suppose he wouldn't be as much in their life then afterwards. You know, he won't ever be the person you need him to be. Use this chance to heal.
I feel like this is one that we've gotten that's very on one side.
Yeah.
Usually they're like, one after, like, they're him and Han and a bit of both. But he's seemed very stuck.
One-sided, yeah, in a good way.
Yeah. Leave. He clearly wasn't loyal and isn't good enough for you or your kids.
Get away. I've been here and waited. He lasted 2 years and ended back inside. Wasted 8 years of my life.
So that's what I'd hate. Like,
because they're on thinner ice then, aren't they? Like, when they're...
If you did, like, wait for them and whatever, and if something does happen again, then do you just literally say I wasted your time?
Yeah,
that scares me to think of time wasted. Prison aside, leave because he won't change and your kids will witness that as they grow up.
If it's not the life you want for your kids, then you shouldn't even think about it.
Prioritizing a healthy life for you and your kids will never look bad.
People will understand why you need to leave if they have any sense. If not, they're not worth it.
Someone said, I would give him around 5 months to see if it changes him, as sometimes it opens up their eyes. If not, this is your chance to run. Yeah, I wonder if this is his first time in prison. Like, will he actually be like, oh, Jesus.
Get like a smack of reality.
Yeah.
You can support him without being in a relationship. Move on and heal. That's so true.
Mm.
Especially someone you've been with for that long, you can still be
there and have from kids a distance. With, like, you have to do what's best for you and the kids involved. I hope she's doing all right. It's not a nice situation to be in. I'm sending hugs. That's so lovely. Listener to listener. Like, that's so lovely.
As much as you love him, you need to break the cycle for yourself and your kids. Someone else said that as well. Yeah. I think, look, it's easier for anyone, us, to say here, sitting on the couch and everyone, but maybe it is the universe giving you that key of, like, this is your time to go.
Mm.
If there wasn't all the shit in the past, I'd, like, definitely stay in support.
Yeah, if it was a once-off, like...
Like,
would you wait for someone in prison?
Depends what they did. First of all.
Yeah.
And then how long we were together and how long they were going in for.
Okay.
But mainly what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would definitely be a deal breaker.
If it
was. A lot of things.
Yeah.
Most things.
Yeah.
Anything that would be very long to stay in for, I probably wouldn't stay. Because it would probably be a really bad thing.
Mm.
But again, we're not in this situation. It's hard. But I think this is your sign to go. So much it has happened in the past for Miz and... You're going to have them same worries and issues, but now you can't even see them.
Yeah, so it's not gonna, there.
Yeah, and it's also, it's very mentally tough on the person who's
waiting.
Outside. Yeah. See them certain times, contact them at certain times, like, really tough.
Mm.
I think he's put you through enough. So let us know how you get on and what your decision is. You can send your dilemmas to homeidrink@girlloudnow.com. If you want to be featured for Phone a Friend for that segment, then just put that in the subject line of the email. You can get lovely advice from our lovely listeners. peak or bleak of the week, we pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is our bleak. That's happened within the last week. It's only right that the negative comes first. So what is your bleak of this week?
So shit, I feel.
Hangover?
Yeah. I just feel drained.
Yeah.
In every aspect.
Yeah.
Haven't been well either. Had a sty, then I had a cold sore.
Yeah, true, actually.
I've been run down.
Mm.
So.
You need a spa.
Yeah. And he's just fuck off to face the earth for a little while. Do you ever feel like that? Yeah. Just run away.
Just for. But I want everyone else not to do anything while I'm gone.
Yeah. Oh, Shirley always says that. Like, she'd love the world just to pause, but everyone else.
But everyone's like
pause.
This. I always imagine it like everyone's like a statue.
Frozen.
And I'm just like, now I can relax.
No, I really want to go to, I keep thinking of the woods. I want to go and live in the woods for a little
a
while.
A cabin in the woods?
Not even a cabin. I don't know what I'm picturing, but I just.
Treehouse.
Just want to be in nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retreat, like.
Yeah.
I would love a retreat.
Retreat actually might not be a bad idea. Mm. Give your phone away, you know.
I wonder if it's any in Dublin, Ireland, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know people who've gone on them. They take your phones and your vapes. Be fuming. Have them hidden everywhere.
You literally have to hide them off your bum.
Oh, I'd do it.
No, they probably wouldn't. Wouldn't search you going in.
You never. Metal detector, who knows?
Oh, my God, yeah.
But yeah, that's my bleak. What's yours?
My bleak is my period was just so bad that I was also feeling shite.
Aw.
Just felt very
run down.
Yeah. Got real numb on Thursday. I was like, what the hell, don't feel nothing. And then I got my period the next day. I was like, right, that makes sense.
Oh.
But I was so glad I got it. Like, right. I usually get it in the nighttime, all the time. Wake up with it. But I went to Pilates that morning. And straight away when I got home, I got it. I was like, imagine how good I was here.
In Pilates.
I would have. Like, and also, everyone was like, why is she leaving? I would just ran out.
Sorry,
guys. You have to spray the machine before you leave.
Oh. I would like, sweet. Can't.
Like, yeah. No. Anyway, that was fine that I didn't get it.
Peak
of the week is I have my Linnet event tomorrow.
You do.
Woohoo. Wearing my It Girl hoops, as we speak.
Love them.
That's, that'd be fun. Haven't got an outfit though, so that'd be fun as well, trying to find one.
That's fun though, during the day, trying to find something, scrambling together.
Is it one?
It always works out, you know it does.
I know.
Always. Did I order something that you ordered for the Stellar Awards?
No, every day I get notifications saying it's coming tomorrow and then it gets changed.
What?
Yeah.
Customs have it maybe or something.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to get on to them. Let me see where this order is now.
Oh, where's this order that you were getting destroyed actually?
Oh, it's coming.
Is it?
Well, it's getting back delivered to my sister.
Okay.
So, to be honest.
By 3 p.m. on Sunday.
I have to go over. I have to go over to get it.
That's a joke.
Okay, that's not coming. It's still in California, USA.
Woo!
That's lovely. Love that.
Borderized.
That's fine. That's a bleak, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Peak. What's your peak?
I'm going away with the girls on Friday.
Oh, yes.
Our first, I say it's a sun holiday. It's not a sun holiday. The weather is shit.
Cloud holiday, basically.
For the 2 days that we're going to be there. But
I don't know.
The only time we've all ever been in an airport together was when we went to Poland a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
And like Liverpool. We're all together for Liverpool. I don't know. I just can't wait to be in the airport with the girls.
I know.
With my coffee. And that's it. Because I'm not having
I have faith.
Believe it when you see it.
But I also know Nicola's very arm twister.
No, I'm not letting her do it to me. No, I
can't. By Friday, it'll be grand.
No, I won't.
It's like you forget how you felt the weekend. Like, I do all the time.
Because then I don't get home till really late Monday.
Okay.
Meaning I'm going to feel shit all next week as well.
I'll just drink the Friday night.
Nope.
Okay.
Not doing it.
All right.
I'll keep you updated.
Act. Yeah, do.
Okay.
Do. Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to a bonus episode from Monday, Home I Drink Extra Juice. This episode that you're listening to right now will be out tomorrow on video at 12 p.m. So you can watch us on YouTube too. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast. And we shall see you next time.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably how to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I am an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back-to-school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp.com/HMD.